Montgomery County Executive Matt Ausenfort gave his sixth State of the County address Thursday. Now in his second four-year term, the Republican talked about how the Mohawk Valley County has changed during his time in office. County Executive Matt Ausenfort sounds optimistic today, but said when he came into office at age 32 in 2014, he had doubts about whether his approach to government would work.
We're 6 years later, and I think it's pretty safe to say that it's gone pretty well. There's certainly things we could have done better, but as a team, we've moved this county forward and this region forward in a positive way, and I am tremendously proud of that.
A look at some of the numbers. The unemployment rate in the largely rural Montgomery County in 2013 was 9.2%. At the end of 2018, the rate was 5.4%, which Ausenfort describes as full employment. The county has also attracted employers. One example, a Dollar General distribution center along Route 5S in Amsterdam promised to create more than 400 jobs. County leaders recently banded together seeking funding in the New York State budget to expand bus service from CDTA into Montgomery County. The $3.5 million request ultimately was unsuccessful. Ausenfort says the focus will continue to be attracting and training workers.
Workforce development is something we really need to focus on. And also, we have an $80,000 Department of State grant where we're going to be doing a workforce development feasibility study and potentially looking at the Exit 29 location, or Exit 29 as the location for that site.
The Exit 29 location in Canajoharie is the site of the former Beechnut Baby Food Factory, which has since relocated to Route 5S in Amsterdam. The county now owns the property and in 2018 was the recipient of a $6 million Restore New York state grant for remediation and demolition work at the site. In total, Ausenfort says in 2017 and 2018, the county received more than $22 million in grant funding, including a $10 million state downtown revitalization initiative grant for the city of Amsterdam. On Wednesday, a day before Ausenfort's address, it was announced Amsterdam was the recipient of $6.9 million in funding for pedestrian and bicycle accessibility, as well as connections to downtown.
You know, it's not about taking credit, but I do hope the culture that we've created has helped in some small way to see these results that we're seeing.
But Ausenfort also said it's important to balance the county's rural character with economic growth. He's enthusiastic about a solar energy project in Canajoharie that has enjoyed community support, but Ausenfort does not support a large-scale solar project in the town of Florida.
That one I don't support, and I bring it up because I think you have to be thoughtful when you consider these things, because we are talking about trying to make the community better, but also preserve the good things that we have.
Ausenfort says with the changing economic status of Montgomery County, and with all other economic development projects underway, he does not see a need to further pursue a controversial business park in the town of Mohawk. Residents have organized against an annexation of 268 acres in Mohawk to the city of Johnstown in Fulton County.
Pushing that forward and pursuing that project is not something the county needs to do. And especially given the lack of community support and the lack of support, you know, from electeds, I think, you know what, let's focus our energies elsewhere and we'll take it from there.
On Tuesday, Democratic State Assemblyman Angelo Santabarbara announced a bill that would place a moratorium on the annexation of farmland for industrial uses. He said in a statement, in part, quote, "The right decision is to say no to annexation proposals like this and say no to more empty industrial parks," end quote. Ausenfort used the word team often in his speech. Although he is a Republican working with a Democrat-led state government, Montgomery's first and only county executive says it's not about party politics. He ended the speech with a lesson he took from his young daughter.
We're all in this together. And if we work together, good things can happen.
Reporting from Amsterdam for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.